Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Metadorn's Mini Talk on Space Dandy for Episode 9, Plants Are Living Things Too, Baby. I'm J-Ro, joined by Fushizzle.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
And it's just the both of us. We are missing our two ladies on the podcast, but hopefully they'll be able to join us next week or whenever. But this episode, very interesting episode of Dandy to talk about with the planet Planta, where there's a rare alien called Code D that Meow saw in a magazine, and they're going to go look for it on another planet.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. Just Meow kind of, him taking, I guess, the lead, but he's often done that where he leads on a wild goose chase, and This is no different than what we've expected from him. And when they said Code D, it kind of made me like kind of laugh. I'm like, yeah, with me and you both being One Piece fans, it's like,
yeah.
Code D, like they're gonna find, you know, the Will D there, or whatever. It's pretty funny.
For Luffy and Ace and right, those guys, yeah. And I get there via an instant transporter that QT worked his gears off to put together, but the accuracy on the location, not quite as good, so a crash landing onto the planet there, where Dandy comes across Dr. H, who he has never seen a human before, a plant or a microorganism, but fortunately the translation device there able to talk.
Right, with that translator device, it helps a lot of things. I mean, I think that is a good device to use, and I noticed, like, when he gets there, he's, you know, not in his element. He's the tiniest thing on the planet compared to all these planets that are huge and massive. It's almost like he's been reduced to size, where he's like an ant compared to all these plants. So, but yeah, like you say, he sees Dr. H, and, you know, he's never seen a plant like him, and he's never seen a human like him. So they're both kind of, you know, curious about each other and what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, and I think that because Dandy is a human, that he would be able to get close to Code D, which the other plants, such as Dr. H, aren't quite able to get that close to. And Dandy gets a little bit of help from 003H, who is the daughter of Dr. H. And she, you could say she's a Moe plant.
Yeah, like, weird to say that, but yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's a little ball, and she's like, curious about Dandy, just like everyone else. Like, But yeah, she's interesting.
And while this is all happening, Meow gets fat, and they're just constantly giving him food, and, you know, he's all huge by the end of the episode, and in which Dandy calls him a fatty.
Yeah, later on he does. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because when they got there, I guess they were separated once again, like the, I guess, the underwear episode where, you know, they're both on different parts of the planet, and we have Meow on the southern part, which I guess they told us the plant life there is kind of dumb, kind of slow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Dandy landed on the, I guess, northern hemisphere, which is, I guess, all the smart plants are there.
Yeah. And this was a trippy episode of Space Dandy, and the animation definitely is trippy, but really beautiful. Some of the art in this episode, especially with a lot of the montage stuff they did with traveling and stuff, looked really great and was some of the best that we've seen so far this year, at least in anime.
Right. It seemed like they definitely got, like, a little bit of leeway to do whatever they wanted with the background. I mean, Everything looks organic, like you're going to say, and it just looks very nice. Basically, scenery porn for basically people that are into backgrounds. And almost some of them can make good wallpaper.
Yeah,
some screenshots, so be nice.
Which, in my opinion, overall is kind of the saving grace of this episode for me. I'm not really a big fan of episodes of anime like this where things do seem trippy, and, you know, the terms like acid trip, or, you know, you can enjoy this if you were high or something like that.
Right.
I feel like story-wise for those episodes, and Dandy included, they don't quite hit for me, because I feel like there's something lacking there in place of all of this animation style and these weird things that they're doing that
Yeah.
it's, for me personally, not quite as enjoyable. But Dandy, we see in the final scene that he, you know, he's over there with Code D and he pulls the thing out of the strings, and once again another planet has been destroyed. The count for planets destroyed is pretty high. He's, you know, we haven't run an official count, but it's, you know, about 5 or, you know, upwards of even 8 or 9.
Right.
You could see why guys like Jell would want to go after him. The guy's constantly destroying planets.
Right, and I wouldn't be surprised if they spun it where Jell's the good guy is trying to stop Dandy from destroying all these planets and stuff. Like, he's wiping out civilizations, like, without even doing much. I mean, like I said, the Vest episode, or whatever, that, even though there's only 2 aliens left on there, it's like, he still technically killed them, you know, he was involved in that. So yeah, that's what I thought was pretty funny.
And one more thing about the episode, there was some slow voice acting and also broken English, the broken English coming from the plant dudes.
Right.
It's an interesting choice there. And the slow voice acting, I kind of feel like the nature of the episode, doing that slow voice acting is fitting for it.
Right, yeah, it does fit.
Now, before we started recording this, you had brought a idea, a theory to my attention that a friend of yours was talking about, and this relates to the lyrics of the ending theme.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really pay attention to it, but she pointed out that if you look at the lyrics of the video, it basically talks about, I guess Danny's talking to some guy named Everett, and I guess he's a famous guy who's into parallel universes or studying that. And basically the lyric is talking about parallel universes. And remember, we saw episode 1, Danny pulled that string. And the theory is basically every episode is Danny jumping dimension to dimension. Mm-hmm. And as he's doing it, he forgets. And some of the other characters kind of remember here and there things he's done. But like I think probably mentioned before that when they died, whenever we were back, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, they're almost like gag thing, but
yeah.
I don't know. I guess the commenters can, you know, let me know if that's a, you know, a good theory, or is it just someone looking too deep into the like an ending lyrics?
Yeah, I think there's definitely something to it, because the term that I've used on past mini talks is the reset button on just, you know, starting over with a new episode. And I think that especially applies for the zombie episode. How would you explain that he jumped to a new time and gained regained his human form somehow?
Right, and the whole universe got cured.
Yeah, yeah, that would be it would be pretty interesting. You know, I still don't know what the episode count is. Haven't seen an official listing, but I gotta imagine that at some point we'll sort of get a more definitive answer to that. Maybe it might be a bit subtle in a future episode. I don't think they wouldn't come out as definitively as I just thought they would.
Right. Because the other theories is there'll be all waiting for the moment where things get full on serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I mean, for me, I think I just watched Danny because of the comedy. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are far better shows that execute serious stuff besides Dandy. And even Space Setting. I mean, with space, you can do whatever you want in space because, you know, it's space. So you can do what you want.
Yeah, if they explore that element of the series, I'm up for it. But much like you, you know, I just want to have fun watching it. And,
right.
That's what I've done so far. Although, getting to the episode review, I already kind of expressed my feelings that I was a little meh on the episode. Visually, it was excellent, but story-wise, didn't quite reel me in.
Right, most people would look at like the artwork as kind of being lazy. They did shortcuts and stuff with using all these backgrounds, and like you said, the story wasn't really that. You know, I'll be honest, I wasn't even really fully paying attention most of the time.
I'm right there with you.
I was just kind of
I
like,
had to
eh,
rewatch
that's
a
cool.
second time to really sort of focus in on stuff.
Me too.
This next episode, we usually don't talk about previews and stuff here, but could be interesting. We see Meow's homeworld, possibly. We see some stuff with Meow.
Yep, where he comes from, and I'm assuming it's going to be something where he just was tired of his boring life at home and wanted to go explore the universe. Like, because we did see it in a couple in the beginning. I think when we first meet him, he's a tech kid, and from the preview, like they're country folk, like they don't really, have technology. It looked kind of interesting. So we'll see what they're going to do. What do with that?
And I think as we enter the double digits of episodes for Space Dandy that, it's about time to sort of explore these characters individually and hope for some good stuff there from Meow.
Yeah, I think if after Meow, we'll probably get something with QT, where he comes from. Maybe explore a thing we were talking about earlier, where he gets an upgrade and he becomes maybe the kind of bad guy of the episode, and you have to stop. That could be fun.
I don't know if I've already said this before, but it could be like that episode of Kill la Kill with Mako rising up the ranks.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. The oddball card you weren't expecting. Like, oh, hey, look.
All right, so that has been our mini talk for episode 10. For Fosh, I'm J-Ro. We'll talk to you next week, baby.